Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey, Nick, it's Jonathan. Just wanted to wish you a happy 40th birthday. Obviously, it stinks I can't be there in person, but, you know, we're having celebrations over here as well. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday on your big day. I was thinking about what an accomplishment it is. And actually, I Googled it to find out precisely what type of accomplishment it is. 97% of people make it to age 40. So, like, congrats, but, like, we need to get those numbers to a spot where I'm like, whoa, Nick, only 3% of Americans make it to that age? But we got a lot of confidence you'll get there. Enjoy the day, and I'll talk to you a little bit later on today. I'm sure we'll be texting. All right, buddy.
That was a very nice message from Jonathan Peterlin. What's that now? Aw, is that a cake or cupcakes? Look at that. Oh, Daryl's got a lighter. This could go bad. The fire alarms. Make sure the fire alarms don't go off again. Oh, look at that. I thought this said... I read that wrong. I thought it said 60th. Daryl just handed me a card that says "Happy 40th birthday, Nick." Thank you. And I thought it said 60th. I was like, okay, that's offensive.
Yeah, we'll have people periodically that wanted to wish you happy birthday throughout the show. So.
That was very nice. Thank
it's
you
nice
very
to
much.
See your eyesight is still strong at 40.
Yeah, oh, no, that's one of the first things that have. And by the way, it didn't go until I came back. All right, in Charlotte up until birthday 36. 37, we were fine. And there's somewhere in the last 3 years, I can't see anything at night. That's fun because I have a Maine Coon cat who walks in between my legs when I'm trying to go to the bathroom middle of the night. No, aging's fun. Aging is fun, but thank you very
All
much.
Right, so we had a little issue. Management strongly discouraged me from getting you anything with 40 lit birthday candles on it.
Why? Does that sound
it
like
it had something to do with the fire alarm constantly going off? So I had to settle for a 4 and a 0 for
right.
you, and
right.
I'm going to need you to blow those out before, you know, we set the building on fire.
All right. Let me make sure I take a picture of this first, because it's very generous of you guys to do this. This is the first time anybody's actually done this for me on my birthday, so now I really feel very special. All right, ready? All right. Somebody talking to the microphone. Mac, go ahead and talk. Ready?
Yeah, I got you. Right. Nick blowing out the candles over there.
What a play-by-play
yeah,
job.
You're welcome. That's what I'm here for. Nick's blowing out the candles. Go ahead and check out afternoon. Go ahead and check out afternoon 923 FAN for
right,
the video that Daryl got. So
here we go.
We'll have
Nick
that
blew
posted
out the candles.
Later. You're welcome.
Nick blew out the candles. That's when he got.
That's what I'm here for, buddy.
97% of people make it to 40 now. I felt so accomplished. So when JP hit me with that number, I was like, I couldn't have sworn it was like over like 93%.
I just like how he wanted you to feel special, but also at the same time put you in the place and be like,
that's exactly what JP's role here is. He makes me feel special, but also he checks me when I need it.
I can't do math, but I know it feels longer than however long it's been.
Well, thank you. It's great to be 40.
Well,
I don't
so
feel 40
the other
at all.
Problem I had was when I picked up the cupcakes is
those
apparently
big ass cupcakes, by the way.
Yeah, I went all out for these cupcakes, but we have picky eaters on this show. So
which one?
Not you.
I was gonna say
that's not you.
Not a damn picky eater in this chair.
I may or may not have consulted members of your immediate family to make sure that I got the appropriate cupcakes for you.
Did they just say any sugar will do?
Pretty much. I sent Ness like options, and she just basically wrote back all of the above.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, unless it was carrot cake. I might have thrown that at you.
But at the same time, I wanted to involve everybody.
Yeah.
We got Mac.
It's not Mac's birthday.
We got the whole crew here. Uh-huh. There is, so it's half chocolate, half vanilla cupcakes.
Those are delicious. Everybody's going to see these. At Nick Wilson says, at Right or Wrong, FAN, 92.3 The Fan. It's very nice. Thank you, buddy.
Happy birthday. That is my birthday gift to you.
That's a very good surprise.
Was doing anything and everything I can to help with the diabetes.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, make sure I don't make it to 50. But it was 83%.
Expedite the process.
83% make it to 50. Not you, Nick.
It was those 40th birthday candles.
Securing you in that 17%.
I was pre-diabetic until I hit 9 of these 12. Oh, wait, sorry, math is hard. 9 of these 12 cupcakes, and that's when it all went downhill. No, thank you very much. I appreciate this very much. Yeah. Set the bar high for Peterlin next year.
You were pacing the... I'm trying to like get all this stuff set up, by the way, and Nick is pacing the hall.
It's called getting my steps. That's the funniest part about this. I actually have been trying to be good by getting my steps in, and Daryl's like, here's some diabetes.
I'm like,
and I graciously accept it, by the way. Graciously accept the diabetes.
And of course, Jeff, our market manager, comes in and is like, so did you get Nick a cake? And I'm like, will you shut up? Like...
So the other funny thing about that, was Keith in on it just then?
Yeah.
Okay, because he had asked you to go up there, and I was like, that's a weird thing to ask Daryl to go up there. But then I was just like, I don't know, they're weird. That's just where my brain.
Dude, so I was sweating the last hour, like trying to pull to put this surprise off so that you didn't know it was coming. So.
I did. I will tell you, I had no idea this was coming.
All right. Good.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you very much. Yeah. It feels good to be 40. It really does. Like I told everybody, and I will continue telling you, I felt I am the most immature 39-year-old you knew. I'm now the most immature 40-year-old you knew, and nothing's really changed.
Well, I always like to say I'm 47. I look like I'm 27. I act like I'm 17, but I feel like I'm 67.
That's interesting because I feel like I'm 27 and I look like I'm 67. So this is perfect. It's perfect that we have the inverse problem of each other.
I do like that you got all fixed up for your birthday, though.
Well,
you shaved and
that's
everything.
That's true. That's the damnedest thing is I almost trimmed my beard today. And I was like, let's not. Maybe tomorrow. Let's keep that aspirational. And then now we're here. Well, thank you. Now, I do want to, as we were talking Guardians here, and we talk about is tonight a must-win for the Guardians, we had a few people say on Twitter, at Nick Wilson says, at Right or Wrong FAN, no, that for them, and I actually agree. I think this is more of a must-win for Detroit, where if you can't win with Scooble on the bump, knowing that if you seed this game, you seed the division, at least momentarily, I don't know how you come back from that if you're Detroit.
Right.
But I think a kind of an extension of that is just how far the Guardians rotation can carry them. And I've watched these dudes all year. I think what we're seeing, it is an absolute hot streak. You like in the last 18 games, they've surrendered 25 runs. 26.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Runs. I remember the stat. The next closest is 65.
First your eyesight went. Now that's it's true. Your memory.
Well, that's in fairness, that's never been there.
You are halfway home, my friend.
But what's funny about that is, I do think the line, the rotation can maybe regress a little bit. But I think this is what the Guardians have been trying to build through all year. Even if they slightly regress, I think they're still going to be really good because I think the rotation is the strength of this team.
Well, I feel like that the strength of this team is their pitching. And, you know, the offense, let's be honest about it, of the playoff contenders right now, it's without question the worst, right? It's not even a...
Which somehow still feels like an understatement.
Yes, exactly.
That's clearly the worst. I don't think you're being hard enough on this lineup.
I mean, it's been really bad. And at times they've won in spite of their offense.
Yeah. I would say almost exclusively they've won in spite of their offense. Yeah.
But the pitching is carrying them. And I kind of feel like that the Guardians pitching is akin to the Browns and the defense versus offense, right? The Browns offense is terrible, just like the Guardians offense is terrible. Thank God the Guardians have great pitching. Thank God the Browns have great defense.
Thank God the Cavs can score. That too. It's the one thing they can do. Don't ask them to defend again in the playoffs, but they can score.
Hey, they got the defensive player of the year, reigning defensive player of the year.
You got one guy. You got, two guys with Jarrett sometimes. But go ahead. No, I mean, I think that is a fair part of this. Well, what I think is so interesting about the Guardians is, if we consider this to be three spinning plates as you're trying to keep going, the offense has spun maybe 12% of the season where it needs to be. The rotation, I would probably go about 40% of the time. And then the bullpen has been about maybe 40% of the time as well. So for Stephen Vogt to have those three plates and none of them have spun for more than half the season, that's just like I continue to come back to what they're doing and how they're doing it. And it's why,
it defies logic.
Yeah, it's not supposed to go this way. And that is such a testament to the organization, but it's such a testament to Stephen Vogt, and it is a testament. Listen, it's a testament to those dudes in that clubhouse. They should have been cooked 17 games ago. And that's culture in sports.
They should have been cooked in May. Let's be honest about it. May and early June.
I was going to say June is when it went, you know what's up. By early June, I want to say June 1, I think they were still like five games above 500.
But they were struggling to score three runs a game.
Yeah.
Like if they could get three on the board, it was cause for celebration. So it really should have gone belly up then. It didn't. I think I read last rites for this Guardian season about seven times on my Sunday show.
Now, was that an official thing, like when you did the Happy New League year? No?
Well, so I was doing reverse psychology because every time I buried the Guardians, they'd get hot.
Uh-huh. So why you flip-flop three times on whether tonight's a must-win game?
Pretty much.
Try to keep them on their toes?
Reverse psychology here, right? So my last show...
Uh-huh.
I was like, yeah, they're cooked. They're finished. I know I had earlier said they were making the playoffs, but it just doesn't look like it's happening. And ever since the end of the show, hot as can be. And they're now going to win the division. So you're welcome, Guardians. You're welcome, Cleveland. I did this for you. My bad takes, my lack of belief, or let me put it this way. My fake lack of belief in you has paid off.
Yeah. So Jonathan's the truth broker of Cleveland sports. I guess that makes you the Cleveland sports psychologist? Reverse psychologist?
The reverse shrink.
I wouldn't go that. As a man, you don't ever want...
Yes, yes,
you never want the word shrink in your title there. Yeah. Psychologist is better. Yeah. There's no potential other ways to spin this.
I'll take it.
So I think it can carry you at least to the playoffs. I don't know after that.
I'm worried I gave him the kiss of death because I guaranteed on the morning show Monday morning that they were going to win the division.
All right. I no longer think you're the reverse psychologist. I think you might just be tying your own mind into pretzels. I think I know now why
why maybe you flip-flop on your take about whether it's a must-win or not, because you've got too many stakes and too many fires, right?
Right.
You're like, the Guardians are going to win, I guarantee it, but not today, but maybe tomorrow, but definitely Thursday. What day is it?
I just have to remember which show I'm on.
Don't make me jam you up like that, because I will start keeping track of things. I will. I am just bored enough in general that I will absolutely start keeping track of your takes. All right.
By the way, we're not telling Ness that you're bored.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm quite satiated at home. Thank you. But I meant, that's not going to sound much better if I say professionally. 216-474-0092.
Who jammed who up?
I believe I jammed myself up. Which takes me back to 16-year-old Nick Wilson. How far can the rotation carry the Guardians' quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.